You may have seen Mystic Mona rubbing elbows with major celebrities or on their reality program, Sister Wives. When I need the best intuitive advice on the go, I turn to the Dice Wisdom app, available for both iPhone and Android. The Dice Wisdom app is all I need for that extra edge. Go to DiceWisdom.com.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, fire!
How do you let people know about your amazing app, book, or website? The answer is post-launch. More than search engine optimization and marketing, and more than social media postings, post-launch offers the latest cutting-edge solutions in web presence marketing. The web is crucial to your success. There are literally hundreds of places to manage your brand online, and post-launch knows them all. They promote a compelling online social media platform through dozens of today's hottest web venues. Post-launch initiates the web presence you need for success. Post-launch will organize the best media campaign for what you want to promote. You will be a force on the internet, and you will get the attention your hard work deserves. The countdown to your successful liftoff is with Post-launch. For priority service, tell them Mona sent me. Call 702-800-2131. That's 702-800-2131. Or go to postlaunch.co.
How do you contact Mona? Her website is thepsychicview.com and her phone number is 702-571-0461. Mona is available for special events, VIP receptions, Las Vegas trade shows, and personal readings in Las Vegas by appointment. Mona holds the Privileged Psychic Arts License through the City of Las Vegas and is the published author of Chancing Life, Wisdom in a Dice Toss. Call 702-571-0461. That's 702-571-0461. Remember, Mona changes lives one at a time.
You've tuned in to Psychic View with Las Vegas psychic Mona Van Joseph. This entertaining and interactive program is brought to you each weekday morning at 9 a.m. Pacific Time. Call in now to ask Mona your most pressing and personal question at 347-850-1494. That's 347-850-1494. Now from the entertainment capital of the world, Psychic View.
Well, good morning and happy Wednesday to you all. And as I do every morning, I draw one card as a vibration of the day. Okay, this is a really interesting card. In traditional tarot, it's the four of, in my deck, it's called the Miser. And it is a card of strange things connected with inheritance. It's a card of somebody that is worried about money all the time. And you know as well as I do, or maybe you don't, but I'm going to share it with you, is that when you worry about money, you cut the flow of money off. When you don't worry about money and realize that you'll always be able to figure it out, somehow you actually are always able to figure it out. So the other thing that this card talks about is being not only stingy with money, but it's also being stingy with whatever else that you have to give to the world. That could be your time, that could be your intellect, that could be just a helping hand that you know you could give and then you don't. But what it literally talks about is the evenness and flow of give and take, where it's not about the idea that there's limits to the universe. It is instead the idea that the universe is limitless, and that pretty much the more you give, the more you get. And a lot of you understand this concept. It is also the idea that if you have been sort of stingily holding on to something that you really don't need to hold on to anymore, just think about letting it go. But this card is an interesting card because sometimes it comes up. When it comes up next to the Justice card, or in my deck, the Breakthrough card, What it means is that there is legal issues connected with an inheritance. When it comes up all by itself right now, it usually is the worry about money card. So remember, when you worry about money, you cut the flow off. Now, it doesn't mean that you don't plan with your money. That does mean you plan for your money. But you don't so stingily hold on to it that you end up cutting yourself off from life as a result of it. All right, I'm going to go right to the calls. There's somebody here from the 256 area code. Hello, 256. Who's this?
Hi, Mom. This is Kimberly.
Hi, Kimberly. What's your question?
Well, my question really is about my specific life purpose. I'm trying to tap into what specifically I'm supposed to be doing. And it's, I don't know if I'm blocking myself by attempting to do things on my own and just, you know, trying to let stuff flow, but I'm just trying to figure out what I'm supposed to do so I can start doing that.
Well, according to what your cards are talking about here is that you have the power to be a creator, so that once you actually decide what it is you really want to do, it says that the energy flow will be almost unstoppable with you. It also may be that you help facilitate other people to be a creator. So you may be somebody that helps people with their foundation of how they can create in their own way. You also have a card here that talks about the first thing you need to do, Kimberly, is you need to find your place of contentment. And sometimes it means accepting and actually being content with the obstacles and challenges you're being offered right now. And I'll give you a slight different perspective than probably the one that you've been experiencing, and that is look at the fact that certain things might not be happening for a reason, all right, that you may be being guided away from the thing that would end up having you be frustrated or conflicted or not happy or using your hard work against you in a way that, you know, you're willing to do whatever it takes to be a successful person. And when I say successful person, I mean that in all areas, mind, body, spirit, all right? So what I want you to start with, and we may have talked about this before, is I want you to start with the things that you love. List all of the things that you love, the things you love to do, the people that you love, and it will be the thing that you love to do from the things you do well and love to do that you will create your new beginning.
Okay.
And it's incredibly simple when I put it that way. Because if you start concentrating on the thing you love to do, then there is no difference between work and not work. Because work becomes the joy all the way around. Personally, I think that as you were raised, you may have been geared away from your more creative side because you may have been told that doesn't make anybody any money. And what I'm seeing for you is that if there's something really missing from your life, it is the outlet for you to be creative. Because I'm not seeing any outlet at all here for you to be creative. And I don't care what that is, singing, painting, sculpting, making music, whatever it is. Sometimes people will go to the thrift store and they'll buy themselves an old drum or a set of bongos. Seriously, I'm serious about this. And what they do is when they're frustrated, they actually come home, and of course nobody's usually home when they're doing this, but they take their drum and they beat the crap out of it. Seriously, and with each beat that you're doing on this bongo or on this drum or on, you know, whatever it is you have, some people even use a tambourine because sometimes those are easier to find at the thrift store. And I'm not telling you to spend a lot of money to do this. I'm actually telling you to get something to beat the shit out of. And you could do it with a plastic salad bowl that you get at the dollar store, all right? But what you do is when you're frustrated, when you find yourself, beat the crap out of it. I'm serious. And do it by yourself because you don't want anyone to think you're nuts. But just get in the middle of your house and beat the crap out of it and say, and actually what you can do is beat it with the thought of this is what I don't want. I don't want this as you're beating it. So with each, and list the things you don't want, and then put those down. After you're done, like, beating up the crap you don't want, then you sit down and you flip the script of what you do want.
Okay.
All right, my friend. Thanks for calling.
Okay. Thank
you. See you later. Okay. Bye.
All right. Bye.
Okay, I've got somebody here from the 609 area code. Hello, 609. Who's this?
This is Katie.
Hi, Katie. What's your question?
I had a lot of chaos going on in my life, and I don't know which way to go with it.
Well, that sounds like a full reading sort of thing, but do you have a specific area you want me to explore for you?
Mostly, I guess it's about my son's girlfriend. I don't know what's going on with her. I don't know how to explain this. The relationship.
Okay. No, I'm going to go in a whole different direction with you. And I don't do this very often, but the reason I'm going to do this with you is that your biggest problem is not your son's girlfriend. Your son has to deal with his girlfriend.
Right.
It's not your responsibility. So here's what I'm going to tell you from turning over your cards right now, because the son's girlfriend's not even coming up in this reading as an important issue. So here's what I'm going to do for you. I'm going to tell you what the cards want to tell you, and I'm going to tell you as though I'm doing a special event for someone, and you've just sat down with me, and I'm just turning the cards over for you to see what they want to tell you. I don't do this. I usually do this on New Year's, where I kind of tell you what the cards want to tell you, but I'm going to do this for you, because that's not the most important issue. Four out of the five cards that I drew for you are major cards, all right? And what's interesting here is that you keep seeking permission to have the life that you want instead of giving yourself permission to have the life that you want. And that's really a big thing I just said to you, all right? Your son is old enough to deal with his own issues. And what I would say to him when he's whining to you about his girlfriend is you say, sweetie, you're smart enough, you're resourceful enough to figure this one out on your own. That's what I would say to that. But what your cards are talking about is the first card you have is a card in traditional tarot called the Emperor. You have it reversed. In my deck, it's called the Rebel, allowing yourself to be yourself. And you have it reversed, which means that says to me that you're seeking permission to be yourself. You're getting approval from everybody around you to be yourself. And in fact, I just want you to be yourself. And if you lose people along the way, they weren't meant to be in your life in the first place. The second card is you have a tendency to do things the hard way. So if something comes to you easily, and I'm going to use the example of winning a jackpot in Las Vegas. What happens with a lot of people and what the casinos count on is that when you win a jackpot, that you play it back.
Right.
Okay? Because a lot of people in their heart of hearts don't think they actually deserve to win money for nothing. All right? So what I'm telling you is that you're going into a phase in the next 6 months of what is naturally going to come to you. And I want you to not question it because you've earned it. It's coming to you because you've earned it. And I don't want you to screw it up when it comes to you. The next card talks about this last year of everything being really unfair to you.
Mm-hmm.
That it just, when you say your life's in chaos, well, part of the reason your life's in chaos is because you're not very good at receiving what the universe is trying to guide you toward. All right? The next card is the most powerful card in my entire deck. It's an extra card in my tarot deck. It's called The Master. And it talks about you aligning yourself with your life purpose and gifts. It also talks about surrendering to the process of your spiritual evolution. And then the next card talks about the time period, which is the next 6 months, of you allowing people to do nice things for you and you not taking on responsibilities that aren't yours. So that's what your cards say in a nutshell. And I'm going to go to the next call. And I appreciate your call, Katie.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. All right, let me go to area code 443. Hello, 443. Who's this? What's your question?
Hi, Mona. This is Anna.
Hi, Anna. What's your question?
I'm calling actually from my daughter. Her name is Monica, and she's has this legal issue that's coming up here at the end of this month. I'm just wondering if you see a favorable outcome for her.
You know, it's funny, as I'm turning cards over, I get this immediate, this is not your battle either.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Your daughter, according to this, has screwed up.
Mm-hmm.
She's screwed up. And whatever, and I almost see that the best way for her to approach this is sort of throwing herself on the mercy of the court.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously not testifying in her own behalf, because that would work against her.
Yeah, she has an attorney. He just seems to be kind of, I don't know, just a little dragging his feet a little bit. But, yeah, I understand this is her hole she dug. I don't want to see her go to, you know, jail or anything.
Okay.
As her
here's
mom.
The thing. Here's the thing. I know you're her mom, but sometimes people at a certain age kind of have to hit, they have to hit the bottom.
Yeah.
And what I'm seeing here is that part of the reason why the attorney seems to be dragging his feet is because he mm-hmm. doesn't quite know how to approach this.
Okay.
Now, if your daughter, and this would be the only suggestion I would give your daughter, if there was any kind of rehab that you could get her signed up for
mm-hmm.
as a alternative to another way her life could go,
mm-hmm.
then that's what I would recommend to her. Because she needs a serious draw her up by her short hairs sort of moment.
Yeah.
And right now she thinks that she thinks that you're going to save her.
I guess not so much me, but I think she thinks it's the system going to work in her favor. And I mean, she has made a huge attitude change since, but, you know, this is part of the repercussions of what she did do, you know.
Right. Let me tell you what happened to a friend of mine. This is a talented young man who ended up getting two DUIs within 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And what happened was, is by the grace of the universe, he ended up not in jail.
Mm-hmm.
And it was because he pretty much went in with an incredibly humble attitude that he got the lesson. All right.
Okay.
Yeah. The thing is that they ended up reducing the, and I can't remember what they reduced the charge to, but if it remotely looks like he, because he got pulled over for, one of his taillights was out. That's
mm-hmm.
how he got pulled over. And the officer thought he might be drinking. And they did a test. And he was like
okay.
barely... you know, there. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But
yeah.
it, there was something they ended up getting it. It ended up getting reversed. But the thing is if there's even a sniff of impropriety when he drives a vehicle now, he will go to
mm-hmm.
jail. All right.
Okay.
And so he is so scared stiff about that the only time that he actually drinks is if somebody else is driving, or if he
mm-hmm.
takes a cab. All right. Now, with your daughter, what it's saying here is that there is a throw myself on the mercy of the court. It may even be helpful to her if she writes an essay of what she's learned from this and maybe
okay.
even have the attorney submit it to the judge.
Okay.
Okay. But here's the thing is that she's not taking it as seriously as she should right now. She still thinks that some sort of miracle is going to come out of the blue for her.
Mm-hmm.
And though I do see that with the right attitude being presented, that actually might happen, but she's not
okay.
at that attitude yet.
Yeah.
So,
okay.
But here's the thing, my friend. You do not give her any money or anything other than time to talk to her about this, because you can't rescue her anymore. She has got to be, she's got to learn the lesson.
Yeah. Okay.
All right? And she will, she'll get past this. And she'll get past this in a much stronger way, and she'll actually be someone that acts as a beacon for her other friends not to do this crap again. And there are a couple friends she needs to let go of.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure of that.
So you may want to say that first, is that, you know, the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again, expecting different results. And so
mm-hmm.
her hanging out with the same friends is not going to give her different results.
Okay.
All right, my friend, thanks for calling.
All right, thank you.
See you later. Okay, bye.
Okay.
Okay, I've got somebody here from the 650 area code. Hello, 650, who's this?
Hello, can you hear me?
I can, who's this?
Oh, hi. This is Veronica, and I'm very happy to be speaking with you, Mona.
What's your question for me?
Career. I have been having I've been blessed with have been working as a contractor since December, but past year was really rough. And
right.
Before that, I had a normal job, you know, 8-year length. I mean, a stable, solid retirement vacation, the whole 9 years. It was pretty solid, but it ended. So I figure a new cycle was beginning and new things were coming my way, but it definitely took a while. Luckily,
right.
I've been with this contracting company, high-tech company, since December. And I guess I'm curious because I'm still resenting the lack of stability. I'm still uncertain, should I continue here or keep looking for a company that will offer me a permanency? You know, I don't have medical.
Well,
I
agree with you about finding a regular job with benefits and retirement
yes.
vacation days and that sort of thing. Because what it's saying right now is that though you're doing the job well, there is actually no career stability or goal where you are right now. So what I'd like you to do is, I would like you to continue to look. I also want you to stress the idea that you are bilingual and you actually may speak more than two languages. And that
okay.
actually is an incredibly beneficial aspect of who you are. Not only are you technically savvy, not only are you good with people, not only do you create this really wonderful sense of openness and safeness with people when you talk with them, which is wonderful, but you also have
Thank
the
you.
Skill of more than one language. And one of the things that I would like you to think about doing is maybe taking your talents. I don't know why I got this, but I got a travel company or a concierge or something where you actually help a variety of people in a more sort of international way, where your tech
yes.
skills are a benefit to this as well as your language skills. And I have to tell you, a lot of people that speak more than one language, I don't think they realize how valuable that is. And that's what I'd like you to do, is connect more with people where you you can actually really be their hero in some way. So yes, the answer to the question is yes, you need to keep looking. And what it's saying is that it's going to take you some time to do this, but it's saying there's some power connected with January of 2015. So you may stay in this job right now until then, but it's saying that if you really put the effort out there to find another job, you'll find the regular job by January of 2015.
This one is started on my birthday, so I take it as a sign.
Oh, there you go.
It's a sign. So that's why I'm hoping that it may turn out into something permanent, but, you know, it doesn't hurt to also keep my eyes
right.
open, I guess.
But here's what I would do. Is I would go to your supervisor or whoever you report to that is appreciative of
yes.
your work and say, I really would like this job to be something that goes to maybe a temp to hire kind of situation. And it would be really nice if August 1st we started my temp to hire probation so that by, you know, November or December that I may be able to treat this as a full-time job.
Okay. Okay, so
but I would ask the thing is tell you no, and I don't think they're going to tell you no. So, all right, my friend, thanks for calling.
You're awesome. Thank you.
All right, see you later. Bye. Okay, I've got somebody here from the 646 area code. Hello, 646. Who's this?
This is Tony Mona. How are you doing today?
Hey, Tony. Welcome back. What's your question?
Thank you. My question is, applied for a job in Virginia, and I just want to find out what the outcome of that would be.
There is a lot of potential here with the job in Virginia. Now, did you send your handwritten thank you note?
I just did a telephone
Perfect.
Interview. Yeah.
So when did you do the telephone interview?
About 2 days ago.
All right. As soon as we get off the phone, I want you to write a handwritten thank you note and mail it.
Okay.
Okay, and the reason for that is that, first of all, they may not expect it from you. Secondly, it will help them remember you, and it will give them the indication that you are very well-rounded when it comes to the kind of job you're going through, the kind of job that you're posting for. Because what this is saying is that you actually get to end, and this is what your cards are literally saying, your cards say you get to end your pain. And what I like about this job for you is it gives you an enormous amount of potential and freedom, that as long as you actually get the job done, there's not a lot of micromanaging that goes along with the position.
Hmm.
And it also says here that you like the mental challenge that goes along with it. So that's why I'm asking you to just do that little thing, send a handwritten thank you, and say, you know, just want to let you know I really appreciated that you took the time to explore this wonderful position with me. I look forward to the next step. Have a wonderful day. Sincerely, Tony.
Okay.
Just something real simple like that is very – people love getting handwritten stuff in the mail. People love getting cards that are hand-addressed to them.
Hmm, okay.
They love that. And they go, oh, wow, Tony, yeah, that dude. So just saying, all right? And then let me know what happens. But it's got great potential.
Thank you so much.
All right, see ya. Okay,
bye.
All right,
bye-bye.
Okay, guys, hang in there. Don't go anywhere. I will be right back.
The Dice Wisdom App is an entirely new method of divination. Based on the casting of two regular dice, this entertaining app is a remarkable way to receive clarity on your questions. Easy to use, accurate, and thought-provoking, the Dice Wisdom app will provide you with the exact attitude, action, or energy to promote the most positive response to your query. Ask a yes or no question, ask about how to attract love, or simply tap the dice for daily meditation. Find out more at dicewisdom.com. Go ahead and roll the dice. Your life only gets better from here.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, fire.
How do you let people know about your amazing app, book, or website? The answer is post-launch. More than search engine optimization and marketing, and more than social media postings, post-launch offers the latest cutting-edge solutions in web presence marketing. The web is crucial to your success. There are literally hundreds of places to manage your brand online, and PostLaunch knows them all. They promote a compelling online social media platform through dozens of today's hottest web venues. PostLaunch initiates the web presence you need for success. PostLaunch will organize the best media campaign for what you want to promote. You will be a force on the internet, and you will get the attention your hard work deserves. The countdown to your successful liftoff is with PostLaunch. For priority service, tell them Mona sent me. Call 702-800-2131. That's 702-800-2131. Or go to postlaunch.co.
Okay, I'm back. I have somebody here who's blocked their number. So, okay, mysterious person, what's your first name? Hi, you're live with Mona. Who's this? All right, I'm going to put you back on hold because, you know, you're not paying attention. So I'm going to go to area code 509. Hello, 509. Who's this?
Yeah, this is Erica, and I have a question for my aunt. I guess she, like, found out that my uncle was cheating, and I don't know, like, it's really shocking because they're, like, the perfect family, you know? And she wanted me to help her with all the divorce stuff, so I went back home to my hometown, and we were figuring things out, but now she's saying that she wants to leave that off because Theo's pressuring her, and, like, saying that he's going to take the kids, the home, and stuff like that. So, I don't know, like, what do you see there?
Here's the thing, is that I get the impression that your uncle is hiding money and that he has been, he's actually been doing this for quite some time, and that your aunt has been aware that there's been something wrong going on all along, but she hasn't been willing to do anything about it till right now. My biggest advice is that your aunt gets herself the biggest swinging dick attorney that she can find, possibly. I mean, the best attorney that you can find to help her with this, because she may also need to hire and I can't remember what it's exactly called, but a CPA that can look for money. A CPA that can look for money, because what I'm getting here is that there is she does need some help here, because this the fact that she's finally made this decision is just really sort of kicked her in the gut. And so what I'm seeing here is there is no resolution between she and your uncle, and that what she needs to do is she needs to arm up with the right attorney, and she needs to get someone that is willing to be an absolute dick on her behalf. I'm serious. Someone that can do the fight, because your aunt's always been the good one. She's always been the sweet one. She could be easily talked into your uncle doing this big pitch about what's fair. Well, he has not behaved fairly. So she needs to bring out the big guns. So I hope that helps. And I'm sorry that she has to go through this.
Yeah, it's really – what about the kids? Because I have noticed that he's been, like, texting the kids, and the kids erase, like, the messages. And that's really weird because –
Yeah, here's the thing. As far as the whole custody thing is concerned, that's part of the reason why your aunt needs to choose a really, really good attorney, because the kids feel betrayed too.
By who? Oh, by
– By your uncle. So here's the thing is that you already know the right thing to do. And the right thing to do is for her to get an attorney that will make sure that she gets what she deserves here. And I mean that in the right way. And I wouldn't delay. I would get her an attorney no later than the 1st of August.
Okay. And when you said that he's been hiding money, does that mean he has another account besides their joint account?
I think that he's got some money floating around that she's not aware of. Like, there might be a pension or a 401k or some sort of other money that he may not have mentioned to her.
Okay.
So,
and
all right,
so,
my friend, I
got
to go. Wait, sweetheart. I usually only answer one question, so I'm going to let you go.
No,
but you
fine.
Can call me back tomorrow if you'd like.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks, Erica. Okay, bye.
Bye.
All right, I've got somebody here from the 479 area code. Hello, 479. Who's this?
Hi, Mona. It's Sean. Long time.
Sean, how are you?
You know, if I was any better, I'd be you.
What's your question for me?
Just enjoying the show here this morning, Mona, and just looking for a general forecast for the foreseeable future.
No, you can't do a general forecast. That's what people pay me to have a reading to do. So you need to actually ask me a specific question, Sean.
Okay, fine. Am I moving in the next 30 days?
Oh, that's a good question.
Dude, I remember the first time you were on my show all those years ago. My, how you've grown.
You are so funny. Okay. What the cards are addressing with you is, and I'm gonna tell you that the answer to your question about moving is not right now, because you don't have something to move to yet, is what the cards are saying.
Okay.
That you need to not take on burdens that aren't yours, all right? You need to wait for an offer that allows you to kick into high gear for a move. You need to be open to what's coming to you. And I'm actually going to give you an exercise to do. When you wake up every morning, especially in the next 30 days, is I want you to open your arms wide above your head, and I want you to say, I'm open to my blessing. So, I forgot to face east. Get up, face east, open your arms wide above your head, and say, I'm open to my blessings. Because one of the things that you have not been good at, Josh, is you're not good at letting people help you. Because you have a tendency to mistrust the help when it comes to you.
Possibly.
Okay.
With that.
And I don't.
There's usually
want
a string
you...
attached.
I don't want you to mistrust it. All right. The other thing I want you to do is your sparkling personality needs to be at more than one venue, and that by you showing your sparkling personality in more than one venue, what happens is you end up being the person that gets considered for something that you didn't even think that you might be considered for.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So this is where someone who has a talent for, say, radio broadcasting would then turn around and try different venues that they've never tried before, whether that was cooking or art or sports or different areas where your skills would still apply. And I want you to do that over the next 4 weeks. I want you to start connecting with people that you've never connected with before, that this is an exploration of your own potential in the next 4 weeks. But right now, the cards are not saying that you're going to move.
Cool. Well, that's cool. Stability is a good thing, too.
All right, my friend. Thanks for checking in. Nice to hear from you. See you later.
Bye.
Okay,
bye.
All right. Got somebody here. Let me see if I can get the person that block their number on the air here. All right, let me see. Hello, it's Mona. You're live on the air. Who's this?
Hi, Mona. This is Vanessa.
Hi, Vanessa. What's your question?
My question is, do you see me leaving my part-time job to do what I really want to do?
Yes, with a caveat. Yes.
Okay.
As soon as you get somebody to help you financially so that you can actually leave your part-time job.
Okay.
So I have an unusual idea for you.
Which
I just got for you, that your business might be able to be sponsored by another bigger business. Which is the weirdest thing I could say. And I'm just going to give you an example that comes to mind. It's probably not this, but there's an example that comes to mind. Let's say you decided to be an independent rep. Okay, I'll back up. Let's say you had a little like tea and coffee shop, all right? Let's say you had a tea and coffee shop. But let's say you did yours a little differently, where in addition to having a tea and coffee shop, you promoted a certain brand of coffee. And that based on the sales of bulk coffee and based on the fact that you would be the rep for your area for that coffee brand, it would be more than just having a store where people can come in and get a latte. It would also be where you did business development out to companies that were bigger companies where they would order, 500 pounds of this stuff every month.
Okay. All right.
So what I'm getting for you is that the dream job, the dream business that you want to do may also have an aspect where you act as a rep for one of the items that you carry. So what's your dream business?
Jewelry.
Okay. So let's say...
Big jewelry.
All right. So let's say that you're selling your own line of jewelry, all right? What you may do is also sell another line of jewelry at the same time where people can actually order some manufactured things as well as your custom things, all right? So
okay.
You would do in-home parties for this one and I don't even know if it's still in existence anymore, but the one that comes to mind is Cookie Lee, all right? So you would sell the cookie, you would actually show the Cookie Lee stuff, and you would sell the Cookie Lee stuff, but then you'd have your custom jewelry there too.
Okay.
So that you would show custom pieces that you could do for people at the same time. Or let's flip it to another direction. Let's say you decided to be a Mary Kay rep, all right? Then you would get a bunch of ladies together to do their free facial, and you would sell your jewelry as well, your custom pieces.
Okay.
All right?
Right.
But what it's saying here is that you need to come up with a this and that in order to be able to dump your part-time thing.
Okay, this and
all right.
Okay, that sounds great. Thanks. Bye.
It might even be like a vitamin company. It might even be, some sort of a supplement that helps women feel, you know, amazingly vital because it's a supplement pack that's for women of a certain age. You know, like you might have the 20s pack, the 30s pack, the 40s pack, the 50s pack, and the 60s pack, and you actually come up with this variety of vitamins that people buy on sort of a subscription basis.
Okay.
So
okay,
just think
yeah,
about
that sounds it. Good. Yeah.
Because then you can sell, you know, like it could be Vanessa's Place. And Vanessa's Place, and I'm actually throwing that at you as maybe a domain name if you don't already have one, but whatever your domain site is that you would have both of those things available.
Okay, yeah, that sounds good. That's a really good idea. I hadn't thought of that. That's great.
All right, my friend. Thanks for calling. See you later.
Thank you so much. Have a blessed day, dear. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye. Okay, I've got somebody here from the 601 area code. Hello, 601. Who's this?
Hi, this is Tara. Thanks for taking
my Tara.
Call.
My pleasure. What's your question?
Love life. Do you see it getting better?
You know, you're my first love life question today. That's interesting.
Yeah.
usually what happens is I get a whole string of people asking about love life. Actually,
I get that question a lot.
All right, my friend, you have really amazing cards connected with your love life. Are you already dating somebody? Because this says you are.
No, I'm interested in someone. I met somebody, but it hasn't gone
does
anywhere
he have
yet.
Does he have brown hair and blue eyes?
Yes.
Okay, he's got potential. Here's the cards you have. You need to expect a 2-year courtship. I'm going to start with that. Expect a 2-year courtship. Do not be the girl in 4 months that says, where's this relationship going? Don't be that girl, right?
Okay.
Instead, be the person that is having a lot of fun with them, his best friend, the one that you want to tell all your news to, the one that you want to hear his news, but you treat him like a really good friend right now, all right? And here's the thing. You are not going to compromise yourself at all to have this relationship move forward. You are going to totally be yourself. You're also not going to sleep with him too quickly, all right? Because you actually have the happy marriage card connected with this question and the happy marriage card connected with a guy with brown hair and blue eyes. So what I want you to do, just be his friend. Be fun. Have a good time. If you happen to get like a buy one, get one free coupon for dinner somewhere, say, hey, I've got a buy one, get one free coupon for dinner at this place. Let's go.
Okay.
And he'll go, wow, she's okay with using coupons.
Great.
All right.
That's
and
good.
And like the new, did you see the first new Planet of the Apes movie?
No, I didn't.
Okay. It's actually really well done. We watched it on cable, and we just watched it because nothing else on. It was really good. So now my husband and I are going to go off and see the second Planet of the Apes movie because the first one was so good. So you might want to ask him, did he see the first Planet of the Apes movie? Matter of fact, that's a great text. If you happen to have his phone number, text him and say, did you see the first Planet of the Apes movie?
Okay.
See, that's what you do with a friend. Do you see what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah,
so you text him and say,
exactly.
You text him and say, did you see the first Planet of the Apes movie? And if he says yes, say, well, I'm going to watch the first one because someone told me it's really good. And then what do you think about us going to a matinee, which is not, it's not serious that way. What do you think about us going to a matinee this weekend to see the second one?
Okay, I'll definitely do that.
Okay, because what it's saying here is that now this guy is accustomed to women sort of, in a way, throwing themselves at him, and he's got a very long fuse in order to get close to somebody. So you have to be very light about how you approach him, okay?
Okay.
But this man, good man, doesn't have any baggage. Really, somebody that's really ready for a relationship, it's going to be a 2-year courtship.
Okay.
So you need to play the long game here.
Okay.
All right, which is treating him kind of casually right now, and it's actually okay to date some other people without sleeping with them. All right?
Okay, awesome.
All right,
yeah,
let me know what happens.
I will. Thank you so much.
Because he looks like a keeper, my friend.
Okay, awesome. I hope so.
All right, see you later. Okay,
thanks.
Bye. All right, you guys. Okay, so I've had an interesting trend happen with my little radio program. So, you know, on June 1st, I decided to launch this as an everyday program. So I'm going on 2 months of doing this every day at 9 a.m. And I have a lot of you that just call in and stay on hold to listen to the program. So I've got a whole bunch of you that are just sitting there that are not queued up to ask me questions. So that's okay. But this is a live call-in program, and I really love doing the fast-paced answers to people and kind of getting right to the point of what they need to hear. And I really love that you guys have taken the time to tune in. But I'm going to go ahead and end the program because I got a bunch of you on hold that are just listening. So if you'd like to ask me a question, call back in tomorrow, and I'd be delighted to talk with you. And again, thank you so much for choosing Psychic View.
Thank you for tuning in to Psychic View with Mona. If you'd like to be considered for an extended reading on her program, please like the Mystic Mona page on Facebook. Mona will randomly choose one of her fans for this special on-air session. You can follow Mona's radio announcements on Twitter by following Psychic View or The Mystic Mona. Indicate Psychic View as a favorite on Blog Talk and be notified of Mona's special programs. Tune in to Psychic View each weekday morning at 9 a.m. Pacific Time and call in to ask your question. Psychic View is brought to you on Blog Talk Radio for your entertainment and consideration. Mona is available for Las Vegas trade shows, VIP parties, and special events. Phone sessions are also available by appointment. You may contact Mona by dialing 702-571-0461. That's 702-571-0461, or by going to her website at mysticmona.com. Thank you for sharing your morning with Mona, and remember, Psychic View, because the present moment is the gift.